Sarah Wiggin from the Missouri State University Theater and Dance Department is here to talk this morning about the production of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream that is running this weekend in Craig Hall Coger Theater. One of Shakespeare's most lighthearted comedies and magical pieces in many different ways.
Correct.
Well, tell us about this production.
Oh, my goodness. This story is a story of lovers fleeing a situation of required marriage and going into the woods. And as is pretty standard for a lot of fairy tales and a lot of other stories, the woods are a place of magic and chaos and sometimes danger,
but they certainly meet a lot of different kinds of creatures and people.
Yes.
Now this, they meet a troop of amateur actors. They meet a band of fairies. Who else do they meet in the forest?
Well, that's plenty.
That's pretty much enough.
So, and the fairies interfere with both sets, with the lovers and with the band of actors or mechanicals, as they're called, and lots of chaos ensues.
You have a cast of how many in this production?
21. So it's good sized.
Well, tell us a little about your impressions of this play and what it means and how it – how well it – I mean, translate's not the right word, but how well it is viewed and understood by a modern audience.
I think it's understood very clearly by a modern audience. I think that I don't know that there's any sort of overreaching meaning in this play. I don't think Shakespeare's particularly speaking politically or anything like that in this particular piece. But the comedy is very – I think the comedy translates across the centuries very easily. And I think people love the idea of, mistakes being made and, people thinking that they're maybe grander than they are. I'm speaking of Bottom, the character who is the one who's made literally and figuratively an ass of. I think that the comedy translates very easily and is well received by contemporary audiences.
Even in Shakespeare's day, this play required a great deal of stagecraft. I'm not sure how they managed to handle a lot of it in his day, and it's still not that easy today.
No, but in Shakespeare's day, certainly the audience was accustomed to being told, well, we're now in the woods, and it's now nighttime, or it's now dawn, I am invisible is a line from one of the fairies, so that they recognize, okay, now we can't see him. And in terms of, obviously we have a lot of technology that can help us in other ways. But I think we stick pretty true to some of the other ideas as well. So
now you'll be doing this in Coger Theater. A lot of the Shakespeare productions here at MSU are done in the Balcony Theater, where the audience is much closer to the action. Do you feel like in a show like this that it is a large cast and you need you do need the space on stage. Do you feel like there's going to be any unnecessary or unfortunate distancing between the actors and the audience in a larger venue?
No, I don't think so. I think the nature of the piece is pretty grand and pretty grandiose. And so I think that certainly the Coger space serves that. And the way the set is, the bulk of the action takes place forward over the orchestra pit. And so we're as close as we can get to the audience much of the time. So yeah, I think it'll be fine.
Now, we're pre-recording this, but you will have opened the show last night, and then there are two more performances, Friday, Saturday, 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, the 15th, at 2:30 p.m. at Coger Theater. And Tickets are available at 836-7678 or the MissouriStateTix.com website. And, of course, you can find out information about the entire MSU Theater and Dance season at theateranddance.missouristate.edu. Anything else about the show you'd like people to know?
It's great for all ages and all people. It's a really fun comedy, and it's a 2 hours, a little over 2 hours with the intermission, so the evening moves pretty quickly. It's a good take.
How are the students adapting to it? How have they enjoyed it?
Very well. In terms of the actors, they're handling the language excellently. And, you know, my design team has some students on it, so that's some really great work. I'm eager to see how, you know, our opening night will be full of a lot of high schoolers. So I think that will be a really great event as well.
Well, all right. Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream. Three more performances tonight, tomorrow night, and those are both at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday the 15th at 2:30 in Coger Theater. Again, you can call 836-7678, the MSU TIX number, or visit MissouriStateTIX.com. Sarah Wiggin from Missouri State University Theater and Dance Department directing this production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.